Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, Water of Life Ministries, Plano, Texas. We're back to finish this second hour. I want to welcome everybody that came back, those that left. God bless you. I pray the Spirit of God upon you. Oh, wow, that's nice. I want to continue on the book of Hebrews. Go in chapter 7. Kathy's going to read for us, and let's go.
Verse 1. For this Melchizedek, king of Salem, priest of the Most High God, who met Abraham returning from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a tenth part of all, first by interpretation, king of righteousness, and after that also king of Salem, which is king of peace.
Melchizedek was the one that met Abraham, 14th chapter of Genesis, when he returned from the slaughter of the kings and blessed him, had bread and I think oil or wine, and blessed him. Amen. Let's go on. This is most interesting. I've heard false doctrine taught by Word of Faith Satellite. I think the man that said it didn't know what he was saying, but I heard it and I can't believe that he said it. Hopefully it was a mistake. But I think that was his heart. Next.
Verse 3.
This is Melchizedek now, the high priest of the Most High God. And here is the way, here's his pedigree, his heritage. Okay.
Ready? Verse 3. Without father, without mother.
Without a father, without a mother.
Without descent.
Without descent.
Having neither beginning of days nor end of life.
Having neither beginning of days nor the end of life.
But made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually.
Made like unto the Son of God, abideth a priest continually. Next.
4. Now consider how great this man was.
Talking about Melchizedek. How great he was. Look, let's go.
Unto whom even the patriarch Abraham gave the tenth of the spoils.
Notice, patriarch. Abraham the patriarch gave tithes, a tenth of the spoils. Next.
5. And verily they that are of the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the priesthood, have a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law, that is of their brethren, although they come out of the loins of Abraham. But he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And without all contradiction.
Would you back up?
Sure will.
That last verse. I think I heard what you said. Go on.
That he whose descent is not counted from them received tithes of Abraham.
That's Melchizedek, and he is not part of the Levitical priesthood. Go on.
And blessed him that had the promises.
And he blessed, thank God. Let's go.
And without all contradiction, the less is blessed of the better.
Let's go.
And here men that die receive tithes, but there he receiveth them of whom it is witness that he liveth.
Amen. Thank God. Let's go.
Verse 9. And as I may say so, Levi also, who received tithes, paid tithes in Abraham.
Amen.
For he was yet in the loins of his father when Melchizedek met him.
Amen. Thank God.
If therefore perfection... For by the Levitical priesthood, for under it the people received the law. What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek?
Go ahead.
And not be called after the order of Aaron.
Amen. Did you hear that? Read that again.
If therefore perfection.
All right.
Were by the Levitical priesthood.
Were by the Levitical priesthood. All right. Perfection by the Levites, the Levitical priesthood.
For under it the people received the law.
Oh, under the Levitical priesthood, the people received the law. The question was asked, if perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, what use should there be for another? I believe that summed it up, but read it and let's see.
What further need was there that another priest should rise after the order of Melchizedek and not be called after the order of Aaron?
See, Aaron was a priest, a Levitical priesthood. But that wasn't good enough. That was not good enough for the new covenant. There had to be another one. And so God brought forth Melchizedek, a man that had no mother and no father and no beginning and no end. Amen. To bless Abram. Thank God. Bless God. I am fighting a spirit and I love it. Thank God. I've fought it for years. Let's go.
12. For the priesthood being changed. The priesthood being changed.
Changed. A new one.
Right.
A different one.
Right.
Thank you. Let's go.
There is made of necessity a change also of the law.
Of the law?
Of the law.
Folks, you get that? All you people that worship Moses. There was a change of the priesthood. Also, there had to be a change of the law. Thank you. See? There had to be a change, folks. My God, how the devil has lied to God's servants. Change of the priesthood and change of the law. Next.
Amen. 13. For he of whom these things are spoken pertaineth to another tribe, of which no man giveth attendance at the altar. For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah, of which tribe Moses spoke nothing concerning priesthood.
Did you notice? Even the tribe was changed. Right? Well, it was. Judah is where Jesus came from, not Levi. Thank God. What a blessing that God would reveal such mysteries to man and then perform them.
Amen.
Thank God. You wonder why I follow God and laugh at other men? Follow Jesus, a man, and laugh at you people that think he's not a man? Well, he's a high priest after the order of Melchizedek, not after Aaron. I think I can be quiet, but not very long. Would you read?
15. And it is yet far more evident, for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises another priest.
Far more evident, is it? Far more evident that there arises another out of the loins of Melchizedek? No,
for that after the similitude of Melchizedek, there arises...
Right, I knew he didn't have loins. Yeah. Similitude. I'm not saying a word. I'm doing well. I am thanking God for being able to do this.
Right.
I thank God that I can teach this. I thank God that I can do what I'm doing. And it's acceptable to God. Wow. Let's go.
16. Who is made? Not after the law of a carnal commandment.
Oh, a carnal commandment. The law. Not after the law of a carnal commandment. Next.
But after the power of an endless life.
Oh, is that something else? Not after a carnal commandment that was given by God. The statutes that he knew they couldn't keep, and testimonies that he knew they were contrary to them. To them, he gave it to them because of their rebellion and disobedience. That was called a carnal commandment. But then we changed, and we went from that to the power of an endless life. Did I get that almost right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to fall over, devil. And I don't need somebody holding me up.
Right.
God holds me up. Power of an endless life. And you don't want some of that? Well, God opened my eyes and my heart and showed me the covenant that he made to man through Jesus Christ. And I thought, you better not turn this down. You know, I've not made this very clear. But in 1980, I had sold my veterinary practice and veterinary hospital 10 years prior in 1970. And God led me and taught me about Jesus and taught me his voice and to follow him and walk with him. And then, after I learned to a degree, he offered me my veterinary hospital back. And for 3 days, he would say, do you want it? And I wasn't answering. 3 days. Do you want it? I wasn't answering. And then I awakened. And I said, oh, it's not what I want. It's what you want. And then he wouldn't answer me again. I said, what do you want? He wouldn't answer me. I said, what do you want? And he wouldn't answer me. And after my persistence, he said, I don't want you to have it. And I thought, my God, what if I'd have taken it? Well, what if Abraham would have cut Isaac's head off? God wouldn't let him. And he wouldn't let me take that thing back. I think I'll be quiet on that and proceed forward. Next.
17, for he testifieth. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. That man is Jesus. No.
18. For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof.
A disannulling?
A disannulling of the commandment.
Of a commandment? Because what?
Going before for the weakness and unprofitableness thereof.
Yeah, that commandment was weak and it would not profit you. All you people that want to attend the old covenant, It's weak and it won't profit you. I'm having fun now. Oh, I am.
Amen.
I'm getting in the face of these wicked spirits. Next.
19. For the law made nothing perfect.
Oh, my God. Have you ever met one of them, though? Look at me. Man. Miss. Self-righteous. Miss, I said, miss. What about Mr.? Only if Mrs. would let him be. I bet everybody orders this tape. Next, you can't order it, get it free.
For the law made nothing perfect.
Law made nothing perfect. Go.
But the bringing in of a better hope did.
The bringing in of a better hope made people perfect. Next.
By which we draw nigh unto God.
By which we draw nigh unto God. Through that covenant. Next.
20. And inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest.
What? Say that again.
For inasmuch as not without an oath he was made priest.
Made priest?
Made priest. Now that's italic.
He
was made priest is in italics.
Okay, very good.
So inasmuch as not without an oath.
Right.
21. For those priests were made without an oath, but this with an oath, by him that said unto him, the Lord swore and will not repent, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
Can you get that? The Lord being Jehovah swore that Jesus, the Son that's seated today at his right hand, shall be a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. And what did that Melchizedek do? Blessed. Blessed Abram. And Abram paid tithe. Oh, but I have to tell you, already have. In Luke 6:38, Jesus said, give, it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall be it given to your bosom. The same measure meet withal shall be measured you again. In 1977, after I'd been through the wilderness, listen to every false teacher I could hear. God said to me, Jehovah said, you have heard it taught or said to you, give, get, and give. My son said, give and get it. I said, yes, he did. Well, guess what? He left that other behind. Obey the Spirit. Give what Jesus tells you to. What the Father tells you to. Sow to the Spirit. And to the Spirit you reap everlasting life. To the flesh you reap. You reap. You reap. You reap. Corruption. Now, I'm going to tell somebody something. Or more than one. You're going to have to learn to step up to the plate with the bat ready to hit. Where you at, Casey? And hear what God says. I want this much money. And you say, I don't have it. Well, why would you think he'd ask you to give something You did that. Well, he will. And you know what you're going to have to say? I don't have it. But if you'll give it to me, I'll sure give it. Now, isn't that a good trade?
That's a good trade.
That's what I did with him. I said, well, I don't have that. But I'll tell you what, you give it to me and I'll give it. He gave it to me before the sun set, and I gave it away early the next morning. Now, that, my friend, is standing up to the plate, Casey, ready to hit a home run. Is he here?
Yes.
Oh, good. Look, folks, it takes courage. You read about Joshua when God talked to Joshua after he buried Moses for being speaking unadvisedly with his lips. And he said to Joshua, be strong and of good courage. He didn't say, have faith, have a good profession, confess it right, say it right, walk right, act right. He said, be courageous, very strong. Why? Because God was about to tell him what to do. And God tells me what to do. And God will tell you what to do. Until you learn that, you have not yet overcome anything very much. Next.
22. By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament.
By so much he was made a surety of a better what? Testament?
Testament, yes.
Jesus was. A surety of a better one than the Ten Commandments, than the law. Now, why do you want to mess with the law, silly? No, they're not good guidelines. No, the Ten Commandments are not good guidelines. Jesus is a made a surety of a better covenant. And he said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger's voice they will not follow. Wow. What's the name?
23. And they truly were many priests, because they were not suffered to continue by reason of death.
But many priests. But they were not suffered to continue by reason of death, right?
Right.
They all died.
Right.
Oh, come on.
But this man, and man is italicized,
okay,
because he continueth forever, has an unchangeable priesthood.
This man, Jesus, I know it says it's italicized here. Go back, 1 Timothy chapter 2. All right. But guess what? Because of him, he has a life. He'll never die. And his priesthood will never change. Oh, no. If you hear Jesus died again, you know this, you're hearing the devil for sure. Would you go on?
25. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
Able to save them to the uttermost. You know, like, well, I love that song, Oh, What a Savior. Oh, what a Savior can save you to the uttermost. And he's still working on me. So he can work on you too. You come to God through Jesus. He will save you to the uttermost. Do you want to join the uttermost club and get you a pin and lapel, wear it on your jacket? Well, I wouldn't be surprised if somebody tried it. Go ahead.
26. For such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins and then for the people's. For this he did once.
One time.
When he offered up himself.
See, he didn't have to offer anything again. He offered himself once and made us where we could be made perfect forever, evermore, saved to the uttermost. God is talking to some people that are just happy in their corruption. Gird up your loins and desire to be saved to the uttermost. Come to him, and God will not, he will not cast you out. Is that the end of this?
No, one more verse.
One more.
For the law maketh men high priests which have infirmity, but the word of the oath, which was since the law, maketh the Son, who is consecrated forevermore.
Son consecrated forevermore, right?
Evermore.
Evermore. Evermore. Not evermore.
Evermore.
Uttermost. Evermore. Perfect.